We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
8:45, you probably got the Amber Alert earlier. It is still in effect. State police looking for two young kids, 4 and 8-year-old white males, and they were abducted. Well, I don't know if abducted is the right word, but they think they're in danger. They were last seen at their father's home in Ponchatoula, and it is a 2013 Hyundai Elantra with a broken sunroof, a busted sunroof, and the license plate is 153 AFD. I know a lot of people are driving around. A lot of us want to keep these kids safe. So if you see that car, call 911 immediately. 153 AFD, that's the license plate. It is a maroon 2013 Hyundai Elantra. At last seen in the Ponchatoula area, Lord knows where they are now. And if you see them, call 911. So the governor yesterday eased restrictions, took us, I don't know if it's like rolling back a tax. I don't know if we moved forward or backward, however you want to phrase it. Stephen Procopio joins us right now, Policy Director of the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana. Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Morning. Great. Thank you for having me.
It is kind of hard to say if we went forward or back, right? I mean, because we went back to the forward. And anyway,
I guess we lessened restrictions. I guess we pulled back on the restrictions.
A tax for millage forward. That still makes me dizzy. Let's talk about what the governor did yesterday and what the numbers show that led him to do that. And also, if we can, what's going on in Texas and Mississippi. We've been having a poll going all morning long, which is asking our listeners, and the listeners can log on to WWL.com and cast their opinion. Texas and Mississippi does away with mask mandates and lifted the COVID-19 restrictions. Does it make you more or less likely to travel there? And throughout the morning, the numbers have been pretty consistent, and as it stands now, they remain consistent, with 58% saying more likely, 42% saying less likely. So back to Louisiana. What about the numbers here? What did the numbers show to indicate that the governor was safe in doing this?
Sure. At PAR, we track this fairly closely. We update our numbers every day, and twice a week we send out sort of a snapshot. And we've seen for a while now that numbers have really improved. People like to look at cases, honestly, because cases can vary so much with testing. We actually tend to focus on hospitalizations. So we're down to 629 people in the hospital with COVID. The last time it's been that low was November 4th. Really before we had this winter surge. So that's really improved dramatically, and so that's a huge indication. The other thing is positivity rate, so the percentage of people that test positive when they go to take it. And it depends on what test you're looking at, but we're looking at the molecular test that's sort of more conservative of the two. And that's down to 2.9%. It was just a couple of days, 1.9% out of a three-day average. And as far as the numbers we've been tracking, we've never seen it that low since February. So between those two things, it looks really good. I will say deaths are sort of back to where they were in between, you know, so that fall break between the summer surge and the winter surge. So this isn't quite maybe as low as we would like it. Obviously, you want that zero, but it's not quite lower than we had exactly before we went into the winter surge. But that lags behind, too. So those solid indicators that we look people in hospitals, that's way down. Positivity rate, that's way down. So it definitely seems that there's a lot of to support the governor's move to going back or falling back to phase three.
And a cold, hard truth in this, Stephen, is that you're never going to get it to zero, just like with flu deaths each year, et cetera, et cetera. So people are going to die of things. I think the main issue that we were concerned with, given the fact that it's like a 99% survival rate and there are certain people that are very much at risk, but the main thing from a public health standpoint was the overloading of hospitals, was it not?
Right. Well, that. Yeah. I mean, you don't want people to die.
Right.
But the overloading
Nobody
of
does,
hospitals was one of the issues in terms of having the restrictions so that you could make sure you would spread out any infections or serious infections so that you wouldn't overwhelm the hospitals. You know, sort of spread out the curve, I think is what people are talking about. And we're definitely right now at that period. You know, the other thing we track is, you know, the hospital capacity. And that's also, that doesn't move down too much, but the hospital capacity has certainly improved. You got to be careful reading those because hospital capacity goes down, but then they use those beds that would have had COVID patients for other patients that they now can treat. So it never gets to zero because then the hospital would be closed. But, you know, it's definitely down, you know, from a peak of in some cases, around, you know, 90%, and now we're down to more in the 70s, depending on what statistic you're looking at, whether it's ICUs or just bed cases. So those are definitely down, and they're not probably going to fall much further, even if we didn't have any COVID cases, because those beds would still be in use for other things.
And if the beds were empty, then you'd have a different problem, right?
Yeah, then you wouldn't have any hospitals.
Right. 851, 9 before 9. We'll pick it up here when we come back, talking to Stephen Procopio, Policy Director for the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana. 851, time for traffic now on WWL. 8:55 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It is Wednesday morning, March 3rd. We're talking to Stephen Procopio, Policy Director for the Public Affairs Research Council of Louisiana, on the governor easing coronavirus restrictions in Louisiana. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Stephen, but it seems like if you were to plot this on a chart or mathematically or what have you, the idea of flattening the curve last year was to prevent deaths and slow the spread. This year we have vaccinations rolling out, especially with the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine, as well as people developing immunity that have had the virus before. So it seems as though maybe there's not the same need to flatten the curve, and that those two will offset what we were facing last fall.
Well, I think, yeah, if you look on the positive side, you know, we have the data showing that we are improving. And you have the vaccinations that are coming up. We just gave 1 million shots. I think the better number is to look at the total number of people actually got their two-shot regimen, which is closer to 370, almost 400,000. And that's improving and ramping up every week. They're not only giving more shots, but they're giving a shot more than the previous week. So, there's a lot of things that are really showing that we're doing better and we should continue to do better. I do want to caution, you know, we're about where we were in the fall when we had this valley between the winter surge and the summer surge. And, you know, we saw what happened after that. If people started really interacting, there's a chance that, you know, this thing can be exponential. It can come back quickly. And the other threat, of course, is the threat of new strains. The quicker this spreads, the more people that have it, that's given the virus more chances to mutate to something that is vaccine resistant. And so that's really the concern. Those are the two competing values that you have. And I don't want to pretend there's no scientific method you can say what we ought to do with the restrictions. It's a public policy question, so there are competing values. So if some people really want to maximize safety, they want to keep where we are or maybe even go back. And then there are people that want to maximize the economy and getting back to work and make sure people can have their livelihood, in which case you might want to go further, something more like Texas or Mississippi did. But there's no right scientific answer. This is a public policy question and a values question.
And both of those are very valid concerns on either side.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, this is a serious issue. This is a pandemic. It's killed, you know, thousands and thousands of people. On the other hand, you know, it has really decimated the economy, Louisiana worse than most places because of our tourism base. Both of those things together, you're really choosing between two really important things. I would say from the data we've seen, I think it's very reasonable what the governor has done to move to phase three, and hopefully we don't have to go back. That's the thing. We went to phase three, and we had to come back before. when we started slot into this winter surge. So that
along
is
those lines,
hopefully
real quick,
we don't have to do it.
What's before that? We run out of time, Stephen, how concerned are you about Mississippi and Texas, where people maybe cross the border, go over there, have their good time, and then come back and then maybe bring something back? Is that a concern?
To me, it's not really about the mandates. It's about how people behave. So I just hope that the people that are coming over here behave, and that we go over there, the people behave. You know, at the end of the day, it comes down to individual decisions and people making smart decisions, and the mandates are just there to encourage that. So if people ignore the mandates here in Louisiana, they're not going to be any better. And if people behave in Texas and Mississippi, they're going to do fine.
Got you. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate your time. Hope you come back.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Stephen Procopi.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.